I had an amazing eye-opening conversation with one of my mentors, actually. And some things she said, like as she was talking, I got this beautiful download from wherever, intuitive download. I got an amazing intuitive download of like a kitchen counter. Okay. So imagine a kitchen counter. There's lots of different kinds of items on your kitchen counter, depending on how you live in your home. On my kitchen counter, there's like a bowl of maybe oranges or fruits. Maybe there's, some vitamin bottles over here. There's a toaster over here. There's the knives over here. There's a dish draining rack. Like there's different things on the kitchen counter depending on where you put your gaze. Now, they're always there. They don't actually go away. So the possibilities that are available to you, the creative inspiration, the intuitive flow, the energy, the time, the structure, again, just like the endless possibilities, all the solutions to any block we could ever perceive, they're all there. Let's say that like the bottle of vitamins on the kitchen counter symbolizes the perceived blocks that are blocking us, and the bowl of oranges symbolizes the abundance of solution and creative flow, and everything is working out for us and we feel totally free and it's just like flowing and there's no blocks at all. Let's say that each of those, that those are what they symbolize. Now, if you only ever placed your gaze on the vitamins, you would think that's all there is in this kitchen. That's all there is available to me. I just keep seeing the vitamins every day. I go and I look at the vitamins and that's all there is. I wish I could find some oranges. I wish I could find, I wish I could find the dish drying rack. It's like all I see every day is I wake up and I go place my gaze on these vitamins and that's all there is. So like I'm blocked. I can't do this. Like it's just been my experience for so long now. What am I going to do? And when we use this analogy, it's a little silly, right? It's a little fun. We are bringing some love, some levity and some lightheartedness and some love into this analogy, because the truth is that you are powerful beyond what your mind could possibly comprehend. And therefore the mind, in order to be in its ego and be in control and try to protect you and has the best of intentions, blah, 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 it's going to keep you as limited as possible. Like that is the mind's job. It goes control equals safety and limitation equals control. So I'm going to limit you anyway. So look at all the limitations. Look at all the vitamins in this vitamin bottle. Look at them. They're right there. And the truth is everything you could possibly want and desire is always available to you. This is true for manifestation. This is true for creativity. This is true for everything in life. We have like a smorgasbord, if that's the right way of saying that word. And my computer's gonna die, so let me make sure I plug it in really quick, guys. So there's all of these, there's this like buffet of anything that you could ever want or any experience you could ever have in your life is probably an even better way of saying it. And so if we only have our gaze, our attention, one experience, we're going to feel like that's all there is. The oranges have always been there. The creativity has always been there. The deep self-belief and self-confidence has always been there. The feeling safe and your nervous system is regulated and the letting go of perfectionism and being in the flow and trusting your creative process and being really tapped in and tuned in, like things are just happening for me and look, all these fun creative ideas are just spilling onto the page or onto the canvas, just spilling out of my mouth. I have so many ideas. Oh, look at all the ways that I can create time, all the ways that little pockets of time and structure are available to me. Oh, actually, I don't even need time or structure because when I just follow the flow and keep my attention focused on my desire, how I want it to be, then suddenly my eyes just naturally find the bowl of oranges or find the other things on the kitchen counter, the toaster oven or whatever else. And I see all these possibilities that have always been available to me right in front of my face. There's no shame. We're not like messing anything up or doing something wrong when our gaze is only on the limitations or only on what we can't do or only on the perceived blocks. We aren't doing anything wrong. We're having the perfect experience that we've technically asked for, haven't we? We are perfectly having that experience. We did it. Of course we're having that experience. And we can find a lot of reasons why this experience isn't our fault, or of course it's this way and it has to be this way and blah, blah, blah. And does that feel empowered to you? Does that feel empowering and helpful? Like it's boosting you up and lifting you toward your most excited desires and your creative inspiration? Or does that feel kind of negative or kind of limiting or kind of martyr syndrome-y to you? Because I have fallen into that more times than I can count. This is one of my most common pitfalls and perceived blocks, is actually when I choose the martyr, right? Even if it's only for a few minutes, if I choose the like, oh, I can't, here's why, the kind of victim mentality a little bit, it's so easy to go in there. It says nothing about you. We all fall into that sometimes. It's a part of being a human being. Or we can go into the polar opposite and feel like it's all on my shoulders. I have to do everything. Oh, I'm over responsible. That kills our creative flow too, right? Because now we're in the control. Trying to control, trying to micromanage, trying to make everything happen. You don't need to do any of that, my love, in order to have the life and the abundance and the creativity and the intuitively inspired led life that you want. We don't need to do any of that. We just need to shift our gaze to what else is available around you. One of the keystones to removing blocks and unleashing your creative flow and experiencing more like intuitive creativity in your life, your work, your art, your business, whatever it is to shift your awareness, to choose to shift your awareness. Remember that you have a choice. You are not your mind. You are not your perceived limitations. You are not the lack and scarcity that you might see around you sometimes. You are not your past. You are not other people's judgments or opinions. You are not the time and the structure. You are so much infinitely more than that. You are an infinite being, and your creativity can never be disconnected from you. I mean, have you ever seen a child that wasn't creative? Everyone's born creative. This is natural to you. This is natural. We just are creative. Sometimes, as I forget who said this, it's a great poem, but like sometimes it takes us a while to catch back up to who we really are, but you are creative. You are a work of art. You are successful. You are love. You are a healer. You are a change maker in the world. You are a leader. And so if you'd like to help yourself catch back up to that, the simplest way I can say this is shift your awareness from can't to excited desire. Shift your awareness from all the ways I can't, or all the things I shouldn't do, or all the limitations, or all the fears, all the blocks, to what's my desire though? How do I wish it would be instead? How do I want it to be? How do I want it to feel? How would I want it to look? What does this look like in my day-to-day life? What would be different? Play with this. Like, this is part of the creativity. Like, just like, and let it come, or sit and just like visualize it for a moment. If you're a visual person, you could feel it into your body. If you're more of like a felt sense person, you could do some journaling or free writing about this. You could just start blabbing and talking with a trusted friend or colleague around this, or talk about it in the Alignment Unleash Inner Circle. We love to support with all these things here. And just like see what comes. Just like bleh, let it come out. Diarrhea on the page. Forgive my French. And just like let it come out and see what happens. Just see what happens when you just let it out and there's no expectation. But what would you love? We love to talk about our dreams. We love to talk about our desires. So play with this. What might it look like? The more you visualize it or talk about it or engage with it, or just again, gently put your attention on it, even for 30 seconds once a day, you're going to naturally get a little bit more excited, a little bit more excited about, ooh, that would be so fun. I want you to daydream. I want you to play in the imagination of how would you like this to be instead? How would you like your creative flow to be or look or feel instead? How would you like to move through life if you were living life through a creative, inspired, intuitive flow, and doors and opportunities were just unlocking left and right? Do some journaling and some reflection on that. It could be, again, just a couple minutes. Don't put any pressure on this being perfect or a fully realized idea. You're just playing. You're just daydreaming. We're always daydreaming anyway. So instead of daydreaming about what terrible things are going wrong, let's just daydream a little bit about what would be a fun, exciting desire. So shifting your awareness from can't to excited desire is one of the most powerful shifts that we could ever, 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 ever make. When I had this wonderful reminder and like had the kitchen counter visual, like kind of download. And I was like, yeah, I needed this reminder. Thank you so much. This is so good. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you to my mentor. Thank you to myself for showing up and asking the right questions. And then I went to bed. I woke up the next morning and I felt completely calm. I felt completely relaxed. I felt like a total paradigm shift because I had chosen that deeply to just see it differently. And so I sat down, I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I don't know what my creative idea is, but I just like sat and I was like, I'm just gonna put my attention on it and just like let it come. So I just asked like, what was the thing I wanted to imagine? Like who's my ideal client for this new offer that I feel called to work on? Or it could be anything, okay? What is this creative idea or solution or whatever it is? I just like barely put my attention on it and the words just came. I didn't second guess them. I just sounded like my mind was making stuff up. I went with it. I just jotted it down on the paper. So this is, I'm not saying your experience is going to be completely identical. Whatever experience you have is perfect. But why I'm sharing this story is a reminder that it does get to be this simple. It does get to be simple. Everything that is complicated or seems complicated or hard or complex or really tricky or mysterious is the mind trying to control and figure something out, trying to pull one over, like pull the veil over your eyes and the blindfold or distract you with some low-hanging fruit around limitations and falsehoods and lies and fears. And none of that is you. So really, it does get to be as simple as, what's my desire? What lights me up? What would feel exciting? Just connecting with that energy alone, choosing to open up, choosing to intend, choosing to expect that that's your energetic state now, and just expecting it. Again, you could just do a little bit of visualization, a little bit of writing. It's what you expect that is then going to manifest. So what do you expect? What's your desire? What excites you? That's the foundational principle. Thank you so much for tuning into Alignment Unleashed. Make sure to check out the links in the show notes below for more resources and ways to work with me. That's also where you can get on my list to be coached for free on the podcast. Till next time, this is Samara, sending you love and light.